This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Friday to you. It's time for the DGS annual Catholic Fish Smackdown. We got the Golden Cod here. See, there you go. We have our girl, Holly Fan. Good to see you. How are you?
Good. Great.
Yeah. You look great today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Cheryl Bear is not with us. She is on vacation.
Yes.
So good for her. That's great. Of course, that's George Mayhew, who's like the fifth Beatle here. He's been on the show for, have you been on the show for 20 years now?
It seems like it,
yeah.
Or 30,
yeah.
Even though you've only been on 20.
25, yeah. And then our judge filling in for Cheryl is Braden STL. Great to meet you.
Hey,
hear a lot of great things from Rach about you.
Thank you. I appreciate you all having me on. I'm just someone from St. Louis that loves to eat and showcase that through social media.
Yeah, so give us a little better introduction. Like, tell us about your background, and are you a St. Louis kid?
Yeah, born and raised South City. Someone that has always seen the potential in St. Louis. And so whenever kind of like, you know, Instagram, TikTok became a thing, I decided to showcase my version of St. Louis through food, since food's that one thing we all got to indulge in every day. So
yeah.
I've been able to change the way people see St. Louis one bite at a time.
Before we jump into the SmackDown here, I think we all agree St. Louis has an inferiority complex. We have a chip on our shoulder, right? Or
no
maybe
question.
We need a bigger chip on our shoulder. Is it the same way for the food industry, or are you guys a little more cocky, as you should be?
I think just like Brayton, we're all just we're the disciples of St. Louis. We're pushing St. Louis to anybody that wants to listen. I mean, if we could go across the country, we would. And some of the chefs in town do. And you know, St. Louis's star continues to shine. And it's not, you know, it's deserved. Let's just say that. And you know, we punch above our weight, and we're proud of it.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good way to put it. So today, the parish is St. Stephen's. And the representative is our very own Steve Butts. Representative, good to see you, my friend.
Dave, Trish, panel, good to see you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
So we've done this a lot together, but give us the 101 on St. Stephen's.
Yeah, so St. Stephen Protomartyr, a small parish in South City, so go South Side. I was raised there as a kid, still live there. So we've been doing this fish fry for, well, probably 20, 30 years, and we were saying it's not just the fish fry, right? It helps fund the school. That's part of the reason we do it. But it brings the whole community together, and it's not just people from St. Stephen's that come, but neighborhood people. And we're, with our growing reputation, thanks to the DGS, they're coming from far and wide.
That's
including
excellent.
Ireland.
Wow.
Hey,
I can't walk down the street in Ireland. So I said this the other day, apropos of South St. Louis. So I've lived everywhere in St. Louis but South, but I've been spending more time there recently. And if someone from Ireland said, take me to and introduce me to St. Louisans, North County, I get it. Central West End, West. I think St. Louisans are South County, or South County and St. Louis. South St. Louis.
And I think you take them to a South County fish fry or a South City fish fry, and then you really
take
do.
Take them to an old man bar.
Yeah. Well, you really meet the true St. Louisans there.
Yeah. So you guys agree with that?
Oh, yeah. No question.
Yeah. Okay. So, Holly, let's kick it off with you. What'd you think?
Well, I kind of whispered this. I feel like this is no longer a secret since I'm about to blab it, but this is my first ringer of a full, like, even scale 10 on 10 in every, I mean, this was excellent fish fry, and it hits all of those things that you want. It makes you nostalgic. It makes you, it gives you the things that you want, like just excellent fried cod, just really good spaghetti, great hush puppies. And it's funny because, you know, we were talking about these hush puppies and not to, not give them the glory that they deserve, but items that are less important because we only have so much time to eat things, and you know, so you want to eat sort of the most important things. But even the hush puppies are, you know, hand mixed, you know, hand scooped, hand fried. I mean, so even the things that are supposedly not as important and not as good are that level of quality. And the salmon, that teriyaki salmon that you brought, on point, delicious. Also, the portion size on that has to be at least 12 ounces, you know, a piece. That's a generous portion of fish, and it was delicious. And it was nice because it's a good option for someone who doesn't want everything fried. I don't know who that person is, but I know they exist. So it's awesome. A nice sort of healthier option.
We keep seeing that parish after parish, the portion size.
Yeah.
Like it's a bargain. St. Louis fish fries
really
are a bargain.
It really is. How much is your fish fry, I should ask?
So I was like the top. Catch of the day is $14.75, so say $15
wow.
for the main entree.
That's a deal.
And,
with a couple of sides, with mm-hmm. two sides?
Yeah, two sides, and free dessert, and drinks, and then I buy the beers, so it's a bargain at
oh my
St.
gosh,
Stephen's
look
Rotomar.
At that.
So,
seriously. Yeah.
That is a bargain. That's fantastic.
It's great. So my wife, Angie, it runs the kitchen. They're all listening in the kitchen. Hello,
hey,
Angie and the crew.
Excellent job,
she
Angie.
She will love that you loved the teriyaki salmon.
Oh, it was excellent.
Braden.
Yeah, I got to go with that salmon. I was very surprised because, like, my impression of fish fries for the most part were, you know, shrimp, catfish, your green beans, and corn. Like, that's kind of what I saw growing up, and coleslaw. And then you have the salmon and then that the taco or burrito that we had. It was incredible. So is this where I say my score?
No, we're going to
okay.
hold those.
Okay, gotcha.
You just get to talk about the food. Yeah.
Yeah.
Only Holly gets to do that.
So. And you're located in South City, right?
South City, 3900 Wilmington, real close to Cradlett Park, the middle of Holly Hills.
Oh, you're a few minutes from me. So you'll definitely see me there. But I was very pleased. I came here hungry, and I'm leaving here happy.
Nice. Georgie.
I think this is the first time when you say you two sides. I could easily have gone three or four sides because they're that good. You have a rice pilaf there, which you don't ever see that, with some corn and or rather some carrots and some celery in there. Just delicious. You know, those hush puppies, they're worth the effort. And they're a throwaway item, just like Holly said. Everybody just, we'll just get them from Cisco and call it a day. Not you guys. That's really important. The spaghetti, delicious. Sweet sauce, got to have it. Plentiful. And those fish tacos. I mean, there's that... Whatever that remoulade, whatever that secret sauce on there is really tasty. It's a cod taco burrito type thing. And you said, I think at one time, get them early because they sell out.
They
and now,
sell out of the
now
fish tacos.
I see
and
why.
It's my personal favorite. Thanks for noticing the rice pilaf, a new item Angie Butts added to the menu this
well,
year.
Well, Angie Butts, yeah, she deserves a gold star because that salmon was perfectly cooked. Usually you get salmon at these things and they're overcooked. You get salmon everywhere and it's overcooked. Not today, not here. Thanks very much. That was that was really good. That'll
Thank
get me
you,
off the cod
Thank
wagon.
You.
And the cod was great, too, by the way.
The cod wagon. I saw that movie.
I was going to say the mac and cheese. We forgot to...
Yeah, the mac and cheese bites were great.
Amazing,
those
yeah.
There's kid-friendly items,
yeah.
And you get two sides, George, but you could buy more, of course. We are in the business
Your money's
of selling
no
the
good,
food.
Your Stevens. What?
And even the fried shrimp, they're as big as, mm-hmm. as planks. I mean, those were huge. I don't know what you do to them, if you smash them or sit on them or what, but they were... Every part of it was just really good, and I know you're a... Not about arriving with things hot. Everything was perfectly hot.
Oh, yeah.
Angie Butt sits on the shrimp.
Thank you. Really, really good job.
No, thank you. That's, believe me, they're all thrilled. And it's very special because St. Louis got so many great things. I'm like, we need less critics, more champions. Mm-hmm. But our fish fry culture has got to be unique across the country.
It is.
Just like our Halloween culture. It's just unique.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that being said, tonight at St. Stephen's is Armed Forces Night. So any veteran or current military member or any first responder, cop, fireman, EMS eats free
oh,
at
wow.
St. Stephen Protomartyr Fish Fry tonight. And a shout out to Greg Veneman, who has this beautiful display of everybody from the parish who's ever served in the military, both past, present. My dad was in the Marines. He's there. So it's just a special thing we do every year, and it keeps growing, the importance of honoring these veterans and first responders.
Good for you. That's fantastic. That's great.
That's really great.
Last year, Steve, you had a guy that was pre-buying beer and walking around giving folks if the line gets longer.
I think that's you.
Yeah, that's me.
That's you.
That's how I work the crowd.
You're that guy.
George, that's how I work the crowd for votes.
There you go.
It works.
It might be illegal, but...
George is like, last year you had this older, sexy guy. And I'd like to find him if I could. So let's take advantage of Holly being here. We haven't picked your brain much just about non-fish fry items.
Oh, yeah.
So just top of your head, two or three places that they don't have to be brand new, but just places that you happen to love that people might want to check out this afternoon or this weekend or next week.
Oh, gosh. That is a hard one. And this is the funniest question. And Cheryl and I talk about this all the time. The second anyone asks us for a restaurant recommendation,
go blank.
We absolutely go blank. When we're trying to figure out what we want to eat, we go blank. I will tell you that right now, I am really excited that it's getting warmer. I mean, today is kind of like a Winnie the Pooh, you know, blustery sort of thing going on. But just in my own little personal corner of the world, I have been walking to the Boathouse every day with my dog. Mm-hmm. And they've extended their hours. I think they open now at...
They serve breakfast there.
Yeah, 8 a.m. And they're open till 7 p.m. And that place, I will go there at 2 in the afternoon. I'll go there at 5. I'll go there at 8 a.m. It is always busy with just people enjoying the park, enjoying the food. You can get, you know, sometimes I go up there, I get a side of fries and a bowl of water for my dog. Sometimes I sit down and I have a big meal. But it's nice to have those places that are outside. Right now, patio, I think patio space is really key. What's your favorite patio space probably to hit?
Oh, see, that's I do the same thing. I would say probably the courtyard patio at Adara.
Oh, yeah.
Back
gorgeous.
Patio. You
gorgeous.
Walk down that alleyway and you go, where the heck are we going? And all of a sudden, this beautiful European courtyard opens up in front of you that's surrounded on all sides.
What was the original restaurant there?
Scape.
Was it Scape?
Yeah. And just a great place. And now they've got seats out on that sidewalk patio, too, right in front of that beautiful fountain. So you can sit on the sidewalk or hidden in back. Anyway, just a great spot, great food.
Brad, any recent favorites?
So I was at the Cardinals game yesterday, and Mayo Ketchup. I know they've been around for a few years, but they have that Cubano sandwich. Oh, my goodness, this question.
I know. Well, I saw that you and you did a really good job. You did your favorites, or you did some of the new stuff that's at the stadium this year, and it was very enticing. And we did something yesterday. We talked about the new stuff that's at Ballpark Village this year, and all of a sudden you've got six or eight new items, and you go, let's go down to the ballpark.
Because I think people go to the game just thinking, or go down there for a hot dog, burger, nachos, right? But there's so much more to it.
They've got crumble cookies down there. They've got Freddy's.
Oh, people are carrying those around.
I saw them. Yeah.
Well, and they're as big as your face. It's a nice cookie. And apparently, they've got one that's Cardinal specific. It's made just for here. They only sold here, and they wouldn't tell anybody what it was until yesterday. Yeah. I still don't know what it is. So
that's cool. Steve, got a couple?
I got a couple. Thanks for asking. So in our immediate neighborhood, the Stellar Hog, Alex and Alan Cup.
Yeah.
You know, it's an outdoor picnic table type setting, but boy. Outstanding barbecue. I'm going to go with that. And on Kings Highway, right at Kings Highway in like Gothy, the Novella Wine Bar, you talk about an outdoor patio. You would never see it from the front. Go through the little wine bar. Great tapas food, but it is a beautiful outdoor patio. Good date night place.
Great. Give us one more time on St. Stephen's.
4 to 7 p.m. at St. Stephen Protomartyr, 3900 block of Wilmington. Armed Forces Night. Please come out and enjoy the food until 7 o'clock, and I hope to see you there.
Like rock and roll. 424, happy Friday, DGS on KMOX. Got a very nice compliment from Tara, who says, I have a great radio voice, and only a few in radio they never get tired of listening to.
There you go.
That's really sweet.
That's really sweet because I'm very insecure about my voice.
Why?
Because I'm not you.
Oh. Well,
I'm just, you know, like I came up in the era of Radio Rich and John Hewlett and, you know, guys like that. So
I get you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But things have changed. I mean, even with like voice work. There's still plenty of work for guys like Kevin, the voice of God thing, but there's more work for guys like me, who's like the quirky neighbor. You know, that's kind of like the relatable, no one's afraid of this guy.
I've always viewed it like singing. Like, they're all different ranges of singing. I mean, that's like, nobody's like, oh, yeah, but only those deep guys like Pavarotti are any good. Like, I mean, people sing at all levels. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Have a quick stairway for us?
Sure. Let's see. What do you guys want? Sportsy? You want something else? I got a couple things, but I mean, none of them are going to take too much.
Sportsy.
Let's do sportsy. So have you guys been paying attention? I mean, the tournament's not getting the attention that it has, in part because there are no Cinderellas, right? The big teams are all advancing. There's still a chance we could have all of the number one seeds in the Elite Eight, depending on what happens tonight, which is not common. Usually one of them goes down before that. But I wanted to bring this up because there's a situation where the head coach from Maryland had reportedly accepted the Villanova job while his team was playing in the NCAA tournament. And this whole thing's going on, and he's being asked about it. He's being kind of a jerk about it. And it just struck me, like, people sit here and whine about the transfer portal and players leaving at this and that time. But yet, this stuff with coaches has been going on for decades, where they're just going to come and go as it suits their professional and career needs, and nobody cares. Like, nobody's ripping this guy because his agent is negotiating a deal with another school for a better contract while his team is in the Sweet 16. And then he has the nerve to go out there last night after the game. He's like, I haven't talked to anybody, and I'm not worried about it. But no. Your agent's not doing anything without you knowing about it or your approval. And I hate this game.
Seems to be a real pattern.
Yeah. Well, yes, it is. And this is why I hate the criticism that coaches have, especially coaches, that the coaches have of the portal. Because what they hate is their loss of control.
Sure.
They had ultimate control over everything forever, and now they don't, and that's what they don't like.
Yeah.
Because they've been doing this stuff. And what do you think matters more, Dave? The coach that's supposed to be there for 5, 10, 15, 20 years? Or the player that's going to be one or two and done no matter what?
Yeah, if you're a freshman or like a senior in college or in high school, you can no longer know that I'm going to play for this guy for 4 years.
No, and the idea that these guys expect some kind of loyalty and some kind of different standard from players, yet they don't do it themselves, I don't understand. Why do people let them get away with that?
Yeah.
Why aren't more people grilling them on it? Or at least just saying, no, look, man, if you want to have that freedom, great, but then stop whining about players when they have the opportunity to better themselves.